Cullman is the what of Cullman County?
County seat, you say.
And the war that was fought between the North and the South was called what?
The Civil War.
Hey, it looks like we're, by the way, speaking of wars, it looks like we're through with that.
Well, did you hear that last night?
No, I didn't get to hear.
We went to bed.
Oh, I forgot it. I meant to set up.
Well, I hadn't forgot it, but I just kind of got sleepy and it was to be on, but I just didn't understand.
Well, I just was listening to the radio this morning, and I gathered from what everybody was saying this morning that Nixon announced last night that
he was supposed to make some kind of
announcement. He announced, I think, that the war is going to be over in 60 days. Yeah. And that
have all them boys out.
Yeah, the United States has to get every one of its troops out in the next 60 days.
Well, that's the best news.
Yes, sir.
Certainly, I'm proud of that, and all the prisoners.
The prisoners are going to be. They'll probably be released in 60 days too. And
yeah,
I was really glad to hear.
They said this morning on the news.
My brother spent 13 months over there in Vietnam with the Marine Corps, and we were all. We were all scared to death the whole time he was
there. I know that. I can
we
feel
didn't have
for
a boy to go off to that.
No, he's in World War II.
Talmadge was in World War II, and then Billy, when he got out of school, went in the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you have to stay in that about 7 years, yeah. I think.
That's what I did, and then I was in the Army, but I got crippled up in a car wreck and had to get out of the Army. I had one leg shorter than the other one, so they let me go.
Was that caused from an injury?
Yeah, I had a man went to, so I was on a trip with some friends of mine, and a man coming the other way went to sleep driving and hit his head on. And it crushed my right hip and caused my leg to be shorter.
It's bad, but you can always think about it this way. It's kind of crazy, too.
That's right. That's right. One of the boys who was in the car with me had had some pretty serious brain damage. And, of course, he lived through it, but he'll never be the same again.
That's
well, it certainly
beautiful.
Is bad. We got a neighbor down here. Well, really not this boy, but their family live right down here. And he was crippled up, but he's still living, and he can't walk or nothing. He drives his car.
You know, I met Governor Wallace when he was over at the college, and that I really admire him so much. And that's such a tragic thing to see him in person when he has to be pushed everywhere he goes.
Well, this neighbor boy she's talking about has to have a ramp.
His daddy had a ramp on his house.
So when he visited there, they could get his wheelchair in. At home, of course, at home now, he's got everything fixed. Now, I mean, he can just take care of himself. Bath and everything, because every convenience possible almost is built in.
My brother and I, he lives in Florence now. We play, he plays guitar and I play banjo, and we go around all over the state playing different places. And one of the boys who likes our music a lot is a boy who, I guess he's about my age, but when he was a student at Auburn, his daddy told me he was in a car wreck, and it crippled him up and damaged his brain a little bit. But every year, his daddy sends me two or three big reels of tape, and my brother and I will make songs. We'll tape songs and send them to him because all he has is just, he just sits in the house all day long, and they've got him a tape recorder. You know, cars, people didn't used to get crippled up like that with horses and buggies and things like that, did they?